for us to the Blogosphere Award. You can go on to our Instagram. It's the first link on our link tree. Please, please give us a vote. We would love to win. You don't have to vote in every single category if you're not sure. But yeah, we would love that. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine.
So yeah, we're back with another Love Island episode where we talk about your favourite TV show. yeah, let's get straight into it. No time to waste. Let's go.
There's literally so much to talk about. I don't remember what happened last week Thursday now.
I think last week Thursday was... Castle Moore happened. So they just come back from Castle Moore.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So
they were about to do the recoupling. Yeah. And do you know what's funny? My predictions are never really right. But my prediction, I think I did say that I thought that Liam was going to come. Is it then called Liam?
Yeah, come back the Tart. Alone.
Yeah, I think I said that. And what his crazy activities, his Tart activities was going to be exposed. And they were. But yeah, so let's kick off from Castle Moore. Were you shocked by any of the coupling? Were you kind of like, man, I knew that was going to happen?
I think, do you know what? I think with Liam, I think I was shocked that he didn't bring back Lily.
Me?
Just because.
Well, yeah, no, go on.
Yeah, you wasn't, but I was more so shocked because I just thought all of your dealings are going to be revealed. So you might as well just bring her back. Because he did so much. It's like, so you see, much. Like, if, like, before he kissed her and all of that, it's like, yeah, he was playing a bit of a risky game. But at the point that you've now kissed her and you're talking about, you know, you have a connection with her or whatever, I'm just like, okay, you might as well just bring her back because you've done the most. Like, you actually crossed the line. So I think that was the only shocking one for me.
Do you know, I feel like when you cheat or misstep or whatever, because, you know, they're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend, but it was stepping out of line.
Yeah,
I feel like when you do stuff like that, we always say that we want to have a conversation with a cheater to understand, but surely the connection with the other person must be so banging that you're like, this is why I need them. This is why I'm doing, this is why I'm misstepping. It's worthwhile. But it's not even worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the point? You did it because you're tart. Honestly, that's
and I think, you know what, the worst bit about it for me was the fact that he came back saying, you know, I needed the kind of played it down. He really played it down when he came in and he was, you know, I'm so happy to see you, blah 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 blah. Like he really would have kept his mouth shut.
Yes,
if the producers didn't say not on our watch. He would.
Yes. Also, did you see how happy he was when he walked into the villa?
Yeah,
that is a tart. And also, when I watched Love Island, what is it called? The Sunday
After
show.
Sun. Yeah,
After Sun. They showed like their friends and family reacting to Castle Moore and the recoupling. Tell me why Liam's boys were going yes when Liam came in by himself.
Nah,
that means Liam is a tart.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
That means he's a tart.
It's true.
Also on the After Sun, you could see Toby's mom and dad and his little sister. So firstly, Toby's dad looks so Nigerian. Like if I didn't know that Toby was Nigerian, I would have guessed by seeing his dad. Like, so, like I kind of knew because it feels like to me he's got like a Nigerian nose. I could tell. But it was so funny because his dad was going, yes. And then his mum was like, why are you saying yes for? Our son is mad. And then on TikTok, Toby's little sister's like dragging him.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's so funny.
So cute. I do wonder what the family members think, you know?
I know. They must feel like my sibling or my son or whatnot is doing a mazine.
A madness. But do you know what's even worse? Because you know what, yeah, as a family member, you never get to see like your loved one in a relationship properly. You just take what they say for gospel. But imagine seeing it all play out on TV and you're thinking, my son is actually a bastard.
Because you don't see that side. You only see like, you know, front facing. And when you're with your parents and when you're in a relationship, sometimes I don't even kiss in front of my in in front of my parents. Yeah. Like, the first time my parents are going to see me kiss is on my wedding day. So I don't know. Because, you know, sometimes you watch After Sun and the parents are like, oh, yeah. You know, Laura Whitmore will ask you, oh, is this the same Kaz that you're seeing on TV? And then I remember Kaz's mom was going, yes. My mom would say, I don't recognize that girl. I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's no, so mad. Funny.
No, but imagine, Jazz, imagine mom seeing you on Love Island, because me on Love Island, I'm going to be, okay, sorry to Selma, sorry, hon, but Selma said that she none of the guys weren't attracted to her, or she felt like none of the guys were on it, and she said she wasn't going to beg. Me, I'm begging. And it's even mad, because I know for a fact that I'm not their type.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be begging. Because I clocked why Selma had no TV time. I watched After Sun.
She wasn't begging,
and that's the number. That's a key. And also, she wasn't. When I say wasn't begging for the guy's attention, and wasn't begging like, or wasn't joining in with the activities fully.
Okay.
You know when they? So the boys were singing a song, and she was like singing it a little bit. Mary was full on singing. I was like, Selma, like you need to
get in there.
Do you know what I feel like Love Island is for as a black person? It's like being at work off.
Oh, absolutely.
Work activities at the pub.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So you kind of need to fake it a bit. You need to get them. I don't know. It sounds awful, but get them to like you. If that's what you're there to do, you need to play the game.
Yeah.
And she didn't. She wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't at all. I just wanted to say as well, like, you know, like, Jake, the saboteur.
I love what you say, that saboteur.
Imagine, like, being his friend, like, back home, being his friend's girlfriend or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Jazz.
You need to drop him out. Imagine. ASAP.
Because you're thinking, because you know, even now with celebrity status, if your man is going out with Jake,
yes,
he's going to be knee-deep in pussy.
Yes. And Jake is going to be encouraging the boys.
Jake will even hold up the girl's legs. Jake is mad.
Yeah, he'll say, you're not married. Go on.
He was literally saying to the boys, if I were you, what was he saying? Look, when you're going on a lad's holiday, if you met a girl, you're just talking to her. If you're going on a lad's holiday, what are you doing?
I know.
You're getting out there, you're cracking on. And then maddest thing, when all the boys faced the repercussions.
Yeah, he was there saying, you should do this, you should do that.
Mm-mm. Okay,
but
so
why has no one clocked him, Vic? That is the biggest thing.
Not even Hugo.
Exactly.
Not even Hugo, who loves to do braggado, who loves to drag people out. Or are we only dragging out people that are coming after your girl?
Exactly. Don't worry, Hugo, we'll get to you. Mr. Job done.
And the job is done. Bye.
It's done very well. Thank you, British public and Islanders.
Wait, did we vote? Oh, well, we did vote and then they voted. Okay. I voted for Chloe and what's his name? Toby.
No way.
People like, why? And I was like, because I find them cute now.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm kind of over them. Like, don't get me wrong. I love, like, Toby's arc that he's taken on the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, he started off as someone that I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not really feeling
very
his actions.
Unserious candidate. He still is.
Yeah, he's still very much unserious, but
he's lovable.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Someone said these lot are gonna win the 50k and spend it on sweets.
Okay. Do you know how fucking rude, like, that is? Sweet.
No,
pick a mix.
But it's like they're
sweeties.
Like, do you know what? It's like they're just chaos. They're chaos. Like, together, I feel like Chloe and Toby are chaos.
That's why they're a perfect match.
Yeah. No, I like them together now. Don't get me wrong. I like them together, but equally, I don't want to see them on screen anymore.
I get you. Like, I feel like they're taking up time. I feel like they're taking up screen time. We need to see some more madness.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Lily. What she did on Castle and More that night was absolutely fantastic. Sweetie, gets your pretty little thing, gets your sheet in. Get it all. I want it all for you, hon. I want it all for you, because that was a fabulous performance. Tell me, I need her to tell Will, because Will always uses exclusive interviews on Capital. I need her to say, did the producers ask her to say what she said, or did she take it upon her own goodwill to come woman to woman?
No, I think she knew what had to be done. I think the producers as well, they knew. As soon as Liam said, I'm not taking back Lily, they said, I bet she's going in that, she's going in that main villa anyway, so you'll see. And then when they told her that, that's why Laura said, oh, so how was your time, Lily? They knew.
Because they never asked that.
They, also, they've never done this before, so also they knew.
So I thought that it was going to come out on that night, not through Lily's, not in that way, which, oh, Lily, sweetie, that was beautiful. Honestly, Jasmine, I got up and I clapped. I was like, fantastic TV. Yes. I know you say don't come woman to woman. People say don't come woman to woman on the television. Loved it. I thought, because when Liam walked in and he was doing yes, as if he won the Euros,
yeah,
when he did
vexed.
That, when he did that, I thought he was going to whisper to Millie, we need to talk later.
Yeah,
because
we need to talk, yeah.
Do you remember when Curtis and Amy were together?
Yeah.
Oh my God, bless Amy, because I had to replay a few footage to just refresh my memory. Like, I had to refresh, why did Amy say, I was coming here to tell you that I loved you?
I loved you.
Do you know why? Because everybody, I even forgot that Curtis was doing a Maza and Casamore. He wanted to get to know Jordan. And she didn't want him.
Yeah.
Then he was like, I still don't want Amy. And he even said to, sorry, I'm going off topic, but he even said to Amy, Jordan didn't want me, but I still don't want you. I said, hey, God, this guy is just too mad. Anyways, as soon as he walked into the villa, he gave her a... Maniac. He walked into the villa, gave Amy a kiss, and Amy was like, because beforehand... Amy was like, I've missed him so much. I've been like one of those annoying girlfriends that's always like, I miss my man, I miss my man, I miss my man. And all the boys from Castle were looking at each other. And then Curtis came in, said to Amy, we need to talk after this. And I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, I think he did say, don't worry, it's nothing bad, because Amy's reaction switched.
Oh my God.
I thought that Liam was going to do that. But when he didn't do that, when the Casamore girls walked in, I thought that maybe, you know, when they hug and say goodbye, I thought that one of the girls would whisper and say, oh my God, I can't believe he didn't bring me in. And then one of the other girls, you know, original girls would have overheard like, what?
Yeah.
The way that was done, perfect. No complaints from me. Thank you.
Yeah, it was brilliant. The only thing I'm not happy about, I'll be honest, I feel like Millie has let him off easily.
Ooh.
Like, I'm like, what is going on here? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I understand that in real life, like a lot of women, I'm not going to say we here, I'm just going to say a lot of women out there, they will give
another chance.
So I understand completely why she would do that. But I'm just disappointed because I feel like she deserves so much better. That's all.
Yeah, I feel like she deserves better, but I can't say I'm disappointed in her. Because I kind of don't want to... I know, like, I'm acting as if she's my friend. I don't want her to feel bad. But I'll be like to her, sis, I feel like you're going to take him back. So what you need to do, you need to make him beg for at least 2 weeks. I don't want to see you together for 2 weeks. You need to make him beg.
But they're already sharing a bed. And I'm like,
but she's trying. But Jazz, they're around each other 24/7.
I know.
And she likes him. Like, she can't stop smiling. And also, I just feel like... I was putting myself in her shoes. Like, would I go back? I think I would, you know.
A lot of people probably would. But do you know what? I just feel like, just get back with him then. Like,
Skip the steps, yeah.
Yeah, it's just performative at this point. It's performative. Like, you're saying, you can get back in the bed, just don't touch me. Like, it's like, oh, just get back together, man.
Oh, no, I can't lie. I'll be doing that to you. Maybe a month, even I'll stretch it for a month. Yeah, I have to go and buy a vibrator. Yeah, I'll stretch it for a month. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why I said I'd probably allow it is because I don't know. I could be chatting shit because the Victoria that I know, that I live with on a day to day, would never. But a part of me is like, the thing about Love Island is we could see the maniac shit that he was doing.
Yeah.
When you're talking to someone, they may say, oh, I was talking to... You know how Liam spoke to her and didn't say the full picture?
Yeah.
It could even make you think, well, we're not together. We're not in a relationship, so...
Yeah.
And also... Yeah, but then at the same time, what would have actually made me say, fuck it, no, was how Liam went about it. as in like he didn't try to win her back. It was too slow for me. He didn't write her name with bread. He didn't do no grand gestures, no picnics, nothing.
It was just I miss sticking it in your back thing. I'm like, are you sick
again, Jasmine? He's a slag. That's all he knows, sex. That's all he knows. And I felt like when he was saying to her, you know, but we're not boyfriend and girlfriend, that's the kind of thing that makes you think, oh, maybe I should stay. But I feel like that's so wrong to say to someone.
No.
Because you're playing
like
a game.
Yeah. I feel like it's very manipulative and gaslighty.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men, like in real life, do this tactic as well. Like when they fuck up and they want you back or whatever, they'll tell you all the things that you've wanted to hear. Like, oh, you know, like Liam said, oh,
I was about to make you my girlfriend.
Yeah, I was about to make you my girlfriend. Like, what the hell does that have to do with this situation? That's even worse.
But you exactly,
you want to make me your girlfriend, but equally you need to kiss someone.
You started this relationship cheating.
Exactly.
Essentially. Yeah, and like, I just felt like the way he didn't apologize. He kept saying, oh, when Lily and Millie met up, he was like, oh, she can believe what she wants. Like, I just felt seeing all of that would have made me think red flag, like definitely red flag. Definitely. Actually, I don't think I would go back. I'm lying. I think I'm really trying to understand where she was coming from.
There's a lot to it, innit?
Yeah.
Like in the grand scheme of things, obviously the fact that they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend technically, but obviously if you want to write it down on paper, he didn't cheat, but it was everything that he did after the fact.
Yep.
It's the fact that he came back and didn't give her any heads up. She was literally blindsided by it.
Mm-hmm.
And if not for Lily coming in, she would have gone back home and watched the footage back afterwards and been like,
and
what?
Screamed.
Yeah, she would have screamed. She would have yelled. Fair to her. I mean, like, the way he's gone about it has been absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and yeah, exactly. No grand gestures. Even Toby, like, the joke man, he's doing breakfast picnics for Chloe. And
struggling, you're telling me, E, bless his heart.
Yeah, all Millie gets is a tissue saying I miss putting my dick on your back.
What kind of rubbish is that? No, that would actually piss me off. No, sorry, I didn't even know that that's what he wrote. That would actually piss me off. Because now you're making me feel like all you know is sex.
Yeah.
That you're a tart.
Yeah.
Okay, what did we think about Kaz, Claire and Tyler on Recoupling Night?
Oh my gosh, it was perfection. It was perfect. One thing about Kaz, she knows how to talk.
Oof.
The one thing about her is she's going to make you consider what you say before you reply.
Oof. She's good. She's very good with words.
She's excellent. She knows how to articulate herself.
How can Tyler say, but you recoupled though? And Kaz said, but I saw the picture of you kissing another girl. That's why I recoupled. And Tyler said, oh, I said,
he didn't even say floating. He was stunned with silence.
He couldn't even say the oh. He just said, okay.
He had to swallow it.
She said, lost for words? I said, where do you do that? That's in the rule book of your one day. That's in the playbook of your one day. Wow. Wonderful scenes. Wonderful scenes.
Yeah, it was amazing. Speaking of Kaz, she's been on a journey this week. I feel like she's going through a bit of an arc herself.
Oh, God.
Where I feel like she's been portrayed a bit as a villain. Obviously, and I say portray because I feel like what she's done in the grand scheme of things is minor.
Yeah. Oh, compared to the boys, 100%. Yeah. Especially it's still not good, but compared to the boys,
It's not good, but equally, I understand where she was coming from in the sense of she was lying to herself. She wanted to get over Tyler, but she really liked him.
Yeah.
But what I didn't like is that she forgot about Matt's feelings.
100% bad. Even when she recoupled, she said, what did she say in the recoupling? She even said something. Laura said, would you have recoupled if you didn't see the picture? She said no. And I know that was being honest. I was like, okay, oof. I was like, oof, that I felt like my chest for Matt's. But I was like, okay, Matt, we can still ride through.
Yeah, he confirmed that because he knew that,
But I felt like, you know, you could see that one point Matt was crying. Matt was wiping away Kaz's tears over Tyler. I said, Matt, you're even accepting your role as the side chick.
But this is what confused me about Matt, because obviously, I see from his side that she didn't consider his feelings, but equally, I feel like it was obvious to everyone that she still had feelings for him. Mm. Well, it should have been very clear to Matt that there was still something there and her feelings wouldn't have been gone straight
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
So that's why his reaction tonight, sorry, I've skipped ahead quite a few bits.
It's okay.
His reaction tonight saying, we're done because you lied to me. I'm just like,
nah, fair. Nah, fair.
Nah, she didn't. I don't think she lied. I completely disagree with him. It's because of the way he went about it, saying, oh, she doesn't have integrity or whatever. I'm just like, the girl is clearly going through something, and you knew that at the point.
Yeah,
that
and
you got
still
with
picked her.
Her.
Yeah. To be fair, Matthew, tell the truth. You rolled Kaz as a ticket into that villa. So tell
exactly.
the truth.
Don't lie. She was your visa. So don't lie.
Passport things. Don't lie. We all saw it. I feel like Kaz did say, so after recoupling, she did say to Matthew, I'm going to give you 100%.
Mm.
And obviously, it's so obvious that she fancies Tyler. Like, it's mad obvious. She did say that to him.
Yeah.
So I feel like for...
She did a Toby thing.
She did a Toby. But listen, she did a Toby once. Toby did a Toby four times. And people are now calling Kaz a villain. Okay.
Yeah, adding her to the... What's it called? The
Destiny's Childish photograph.
Destiny's Childish photograph. That's not fair. That's not fair on our girl Kaz.
Oh, you're not fucking dumb. You're not calling her childish over... Okay, what's childish? But she doesn't deserve to be in Destiny's Childish. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, I just feel like Matt should have been... Like, I feel like it was clear to everyone that...
Yeah.
She Matt was a rebound.
Oh, and 100%. The fact that he's, and he accepted it too. He wore the shoe.
Exactly. So the fact that he's now turning around and saying, I'm no rebound, it makes zero sense to me.
Okay. But I still feel like in my head, maybe, I don't know, you know some people are delusional. Maybe he really thought, he said, okay, well, since Tyler and maybe just since Tyler and Clarice are getting closer, me and Kaz can give this a go and we can go for the trophy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So let's go to the dumping. I felt like I've never laughed so much in my life because... You know, with that kind of dumping, if you told me who would dump someone like that, I would probably say Hugo. That's a Hugo dumping.
Vic, I genuinely, like, do you know my mouth dropped? As in, I was Kaz in that situation. Like, you know, she was genuinely confused.
Baffed.
I laughed because I was like, that would be me. I was like, what the hell just happened?
The thing is, I would laugh. I think my reaction would be laughing, but I wouldn't be like, I'm so confused. No, I wouldn't. Because literally, Tyler told me in front of the other boys, am I a dickhead, that you lot was upstairs talking. However, I know Matthew's beef was, why didn't you come and tell me first? Sorry, hon. Yeah, We always talk to our girls first. So you need to go and wait there. And, you know, things happen. So please, just wait there. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait your turn.
And not just that, yeah. Obviously, we don't know, like, the actual, you know, time that it was that the conversation happened, but the way it was portrayed was that it was almost like straight away. So Kaz spoke to Tyler, and then obviously Tyler and Kaz went downstairs. Kaz didn't know that Tyler was going to broadcast like the Daily Mail to everyone. So while she was telling her girls, he was telling Matt.
Exactly.
So at what point did she even have the opportunity to be like,
exactly,
oh, by
hey
the way,
Matt, can we have a chat?
Yeah.
And then I swear after that, the recoupling happened.
Yeah, exactly. So
not
like,
recoupling, the booting out happened.
Yeah, so it was literally
exactly.
too
so
quick.
Bang. But yeah, I felt, if I'm honest, I felt the coupling, I mean, the dumping was brutal. It's given Hugo vibes. It's given Hugo vibes because Hugo is mad like that. Wouldn't expect that from Matthew, but if I'm honest, it had to be done.
Yeah.
Because for how long, Matthew, someone can't be treating you like a side chick.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. And what's making me baffed is, Tyler said to Kaz, I want you back, I was like, that's hot.
It's very hot.
That's hot. He was like, yeah, I've made up my mind. I just want you. I want it like the old times. And I was like, and then Kaz was talking slow. She was like, really? Like,
yeah, she turned into Lucinda. Yeah.
She was like, really? She was like, what did she say? Because he was like, do you think things can ever go back? Like, what's holding you back? And she says, well, it's like a little bit of a crack in a door. And then what did he say? He said something like, obviously, like when we see each other, like we've got eye contact, all that kind of stuff. Mm. And then she was like, oh, okay, I'll keep my eyes open then. I said, this girl wants to off her pints. What kind of rubbish is this?
No, she absolutely does. She just, I think just like Millie, she just has to, you know, perform
for long it out.
But really, she wants to say, get inside me right now.
Not inside of me. I'm sorry. She literally said to him, and this is what I said, this Kaz girl is mad. She said, you're up for the challenge. You're quite competitive. I said, Kaz, you're actually saying rubbish. You're actually just saying rubbish because you're so lost in the sauce. I understand.
I understand it. Yeah, I think when I saw them, like once Tyler came back, Before they went into Casa Amor, I was very not unsure about Tyler, but of course you do get those like reservations. You're like, okay, is he just using Kaz as a passport? Because obviously at the time she was the only single girl. But now that he's come back from Casa Amor, I can see that there's definitely something between them. Like their chemistry is insane.
Yeah.
Even when they were arguing, they were smiling. I'm like, these two are in love.
They're sick. They're literally, I find Tyler, I think he's the hottest guy in the villa. Everyone thinks he's so soggy and like everyone thinks he's got no swag, but I'm like,
do you know what? I think it's between Tyler and Teddy, because I find something very attractive about Teddy's calmness.
Teddy is like, the way he is, we'll go on to Teddy, but the way Teddy is as a human, I think is just wonderful.
Yeah.
I think he's just very like textbook boyfriend material. I think he's amazing. But do you know what it is? It's the tea that we heard that's really making me get that ick about him.
That's me as well. That's exactly me. Like,
but if I put the tea aside and just look at it from that lens, I think he's very, very thoughtful, and you can just see that he's very very mature.
Understanding and
How understanding must you be that somebody is fucking mad? Let me read out this tweet by Bolu today. So B Babs, I'm sure you know who she is on Twitter. She said, I just realized everything cute about Faye and Teddy is all Teddy. Because what does Faye bring to the table? Teddy is patient and understanding, and Faye is she don't bring nothing. She's literally, and it's almost to the point where when Teddy was like so understanding in the first bit, when, you know, the whole misunderstanding about Casa Amor, I was like, do you know what? That is really sweet. That takes a lot of maturity, that is perfect, Jazz. Big man. Like that really, that's big dick energy, in my opinion. That's really like, do you know what? Yeah. I like you. You've got it wrong. I like you. Where I'm a stick beside him. We're rolling through. Do you know what I mean?
Beside him. Yeah.
That's how I feel about Kaz. Every time I see people cousin Kaz, I'm like, I'm a stick beside him. Is that your girl? Yeah, she crazy. Because I said I was waiting for Kaz today, and people are like, you're mad. I was like, she's my sister. People in my comments be like, is she really your sister? Anyways.
Is it? You know what? I just want to say this very briefly, but no banter. Like, obviously, people are going to say, don't make everything a race thing. But we have to, because everything is a race thing.
There we go.
Kaz has not put a foot wrong in this villa until this week with Matt. And how quickly did people decide to do the racist abuse, do Kaz is this, Kaz is that. Oh, Kaz. And I'm like, are you not seeing Liam and Toby and Hugo?
Hugo. Do you know there's a TikTok that goes, I've been waiting on this one. Actually, I don't know if I said it right. Do you know what TikTok I'm on about? I've been waiting on this. No, I can't sing.
They were waiting
on something for the racist abuse. That's why we have to vote for Kaz, because
absolutely.
These lot don't want him, they want her out.
Yeah.
I saw
for no reason as well. For just, you know, small rebounding. Like, come on, we've all done it.
I can't lie. What Kaz did was mad. I don't think it was nice at all. I think she owes Matthew an apology. But I feel like Liam is mad. I feel like Toby is mad. I feel like Faye is mad. I feel like Chloe. Yeah. Everybody has done their fair share of madness. Mm. And I just feel like now it's a black woman. You can see how people, and not even just quick to say nasty piece of work, which is, did you say that about Chloe? Which is, you're so quick to put the to say the N-word.
Yeah.
How did the N-word get into this? How did we get here?
And as you would say, Vic, some of the people that are talking about Kaz's looks at this point, you do not have the look.
You don't have the look.
Let's look.
No, because some of you, again, I see some of you tweet about looks, Love Island contestants look, but I went on to your Avi and next conversation.
Next question.
Man, my oh my. Right, so let's talk about...
Yeah, sorry, we were talking about Faye.
Okay, Faye. What about Faye exactly? The fact that she's mad?
What I like about Faye is that she is the kind of person that will say what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
I like that about her, don't get me wrong. But I feel like relationship-wise, I don't think she's shown growth in the villa at all. I feel like, you know, I understand why, obviously, if you've had trauma or difficulties in previous relationships, I understand why that would affect your actions. Mm. But I feel like her just is so chaotic and unpredictable. Like the points that she will say, even before in Casa Amor, before the photo card came in, she was like, Teddy's not funny. And I'm like, huh?
She's trying to sabotage something so good. Maybe she can't believe how good he is that she's trying to be like, well, surely I don't deserve it.
She's trying to nitpick little things. Tonight as well with the cinema challenge, and, you know, they're showing the footage of her getting to know Sam and stuff, and she's there laughing her head off, and I'm like, Faye, this is not something to be laughing about at all.
She was laughing at the fucking hyenas from Lion King.
Yes.
Mad. Like, she was laughing. Those that have laughed before have not laughed the way she was laughing. Like, no, because all the boys were silent and all the girls were laughing. I was like, but the boys didn't laugh for Jake's one.
Yeah.
So why are you not laughing? Like, can we... Like, that was the first time I ever was like, come on, girls. Even the boys had to show some respect. Like, and I feel like the emotional intelligence with Teddy is high. That guy, I don't know. The emotional intelligence is amazing. But whereas with Faye, it's like she's so... It's like she's a child sometimes. It's really embarrassing and really sad.
Yeah.
I did tweet a few days ago that I don't know if people like this are malicious, but they don't intend to be. So I feel like it might be something like, I don't want to say seek therapy or be mean like that, but like, I don't know if it's, like you said, like the traumas, it's like it just comes out that way, if that makes sense. Oh man, I don't know. I just don't know for her, boy. I don't know for her.
And I don't even want to say this in a horrible way either, but I just feel like, you know, Teddy, like before I thought, you know, Teddy is the calm to face storm and all of that, but I feel like now it's getting to the point where I just don't think they're
compatible. He's
just going to end up continually, you know, like obviously in relationships everyone has to compromise and all of that shit, but I feel like with Teddy, if they were in a relationship, he would constantly have to be the one that's accommodating. He would constantly have to be the one that's putting his feelings aside, and I just don't think that's fair.
No, it's true. A part of me was like, when everybody was like, oh, because I was like, okay, this is mad cute how understanding Toby is, but a part of me was like,
Teddy.
Oh, so did I say Teddy or what did I say?
Toby.
Oh, sorry. But a part of me was like, is this not madness? Because I feel like you said, it's going to be the same cycle again and again. And is that cute?
Yeah, it's cute for us to see in a sense of, you know, they've reunited, they've made up. But in reality, it seems like it's going to be a continuous theme of her being like, oh, you know, I'm scared to open up or whatever. And it's like, then you shouldn't, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't be on this show.
You shouldn't. I'm so sorry to you.
You shouldn't be on Love Island.
Also, that was mad what she said today's episode. I'm scared for him to meet my family. I said, I just clenched.
Yes.
When I clenched my duvet, I said, oh God, here we go.
Yes.
Get out
yes.
part two.
I thought, what do you mean by that?
Then she was like, well, he likes jazz. I like, what did she say?
She likes old school R&B.
No, you don't. You like Mabel. What is the truth? Because you was grinding. Did you see her whining her waist?
Whining her waist.
Island girl to Mabel. What is the truth?
And she said she likes to buy from charity shops and he likes designer. I'm sorry.
Let me go onto her Instagram because I don't know if I believe in these lies.
I'm sorry. I'm not believing it. I don't believe a word.
Yeah. You know when you just find excuses?
Yeah. And I'm just like, even if that's the case, like, come on, even if that's the case.
Is that a reason not to be together?
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, Jasmine, you can even, you know some designer shops in like Essex, yeah? You can go and find designer. So you're not telling me we can both plan a trip, or let's plan a trip to go and buy a teddy designer?
Yeah, there's even also, some charity shops that sell designer. Don't get
also, do you know there's bare girls that will be like, Teddy likes designer. Me too, go and buy me designer. I like designer. You don't know Teddy. What you don't deserve Teddy. Let somebody
and Teddy's the kind of person he'll be like, oh, you want to go charity shop? Let's go. Like,
you know he would, you know.
He would.
You know he would. Okay, I'm on her Instagram. Sis, this dress from Miss Pap, is it from a charity shop? Because it looks new in. This bikini from Shein, is it from a charity shop? Okay, hun. This bikini from Shein again. What does, okay. Let me go again. No, because you lied and I need to find the truth. Okay.
I'm finished that you're actually looking through her Instagram.
Okay, hon, this thing from PLT, it looks new season.
These are the facts that we need to be getting, though.
Okay, like, hon. This jeans from New Look, because she's tagged the brands.
It's not sounding like charity shop to me.
And you're wearing, because you know charity shop clothes has a look. This is not charity. This is Zara. Okay, I'm looking off. It's Zara.
I'm finished. And you know what, yeah? Obviously, you're going to say I'm rude. I'm sorry. On the Love Island episode, I have to be a little bit rude. But are you not buying designer because you don't want to or because the money is not there?
Okay, Jasmine, you've... okay. Rude, Jasmine. But you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I thought that too. I said maybe she doesn't have the coins. But and that's okay.
And you know what? That's absolutely fine. But don't try and make it out like Teddy is now.
It's a Teddy problem.
Yeah, it's a Teddy problem. It's not nice what she's
Insanity.
Doing.
Okay, Jazz. Can we talk about Clarissa and Kaz? Okay, let's start off by going about how Tyler dumped Clarissa, and he basically said to her, you know, the long of short of it is, I can't turn off my feelings for Kaz. Clarice, yeah. I keep calling her Clarissa. Clarice said, I fucking knew it. She said it immediately before he even finished the sentence. In fact, when he said long and short, she said, I fucking knew it. I said,
But this is what Matt should have been doing. Matt should have been shining his eyes.
Yeah, Matt should have been like, I knew it. But Matt's living in cuckoo land.
Yeah, bless him.
Matt's living in cuckoo land.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Then she was like, I don't want to have this conversation. She flipped. She was like, you know, why are you still kissing me? Why are you still hugging me? Just don't bring me here. Like, bring me into the main villa. I should have just went home. And I think she even supposed to, like, should have went fucking home. And then at the end, she was like, just do your thing. Enjoy yourself. She was like, I should have just cracked on at home. You go enjoy yourself. You go enjoy your calves.
I'm like, I'm sorry. That's sounding a little bit
shady. All right.
I don't want to say it, but it's sounding a little bit rude.
It's rude.
I know. It's me trying to be, because I don't want to accuse people of being things that they're not.
No, that was just rude.
It sounded a little bit. You know, I'm not even gonna say it.
No, say it. It's a free safe space.
It sounded a little bit ist. I'm not gonna say the ist. But it sounded, there was just a sprinkle of ist in there.
Okay. Do you know what? I'll give it to her that she does deserve to be vexed because he was kissed. I didn't see chemistry. I didn't see the chemistry. I didn't see no. Also, Clarice, don't lie. You used Tyler to enter. Passport kings.
Because you went after Teddy first. Don't think we forgot.
Don't lie.
Don't think we forgot. You passport wanted Teddy tings. And you got Tyler.
Passport tings. You know, fair. Passport tings, though. Okay, at the same time, the producers are not going to show us everything. So maybe they didn't show us Clarice and Tyler kissing. Because I think the first time I saw them kiss was in that challenge.
Yeah.
And it was getting steamy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's hot. But that's why I was kind of like, do you know what? Give sis her allowance to be vexed, fair. However, everybody online, well, Black Twitter predominantly, well, only, it should be only. I don't want to see other people having this conversation. Are kind of trying to pin Clarice to be a colorist.
Ist? An ist?
Okay, what I'll say though, I think people are projecting this quote-unquote pretty lighty ideology on Clarice. We don't know sis's personality. I don't even know what she sounds like too tough. Because we don't barely hear her talk.
She sounds like she's from the ends, to be honest. She sounds like a proper,
Because she was ready to rap him. When she took off her heels, I said, I thought she was leaving the villa.
Yeah. No, I think she planned to. I genuinely think the producers had to pay her like £500 to stay there for the recoupling. Because that girl had clocked out.
She had
already checked into her flight.
I feel like we don't know her enough to say. However, some actions could fit the description, but yes. I feel like just yet we don't have enough to go with. In my personal humbling opinion,
do you know what I would say? I'd say, you know, you're trying to write a dissertation, and you're trying to say, I'm laughing already. You're trying to say, is Clarice an ist? And then you have to show your work in.
I'm dead.
I feel like there's a few sources where we could say, you know what, you've proven the point. However, I think that you haven't quite hit the 5,000 word mark yet.
I'm dead.
So we're not sure if we can jump to those conclusions.
And because of that, that's why I don't think it's right that we jump to that conclusion, because she may not be.
Yeah, she may
because
not
we,
be.
Because we don't have, we as you said, we don't have, you know, PEE paragraph. We don't have enough yet. So...
Yeah.
But if anything, I do kind of get the hint that she might think she's better than Cass. I think
you can write a few more words on to, you know, conclude that that's the case because of it. Sorry if everyone is kind of confused about what we're talking about. Some of the things that I have seen that I think, you know, makes it come across as though she thinks she's better than Kaz is when Tyler was talking to her and she was like, no, he asked her, do you think it should be an easy decision for me, blah blah blah, it's hard, and she was like, yeah, like it should be easy. When she was speaking to Kaz and she was like, oh, I'm shocked that you had that conversation. And then Kaz was like, I think even Kaz clocked it a bit, and she was like, are you shocked that he said that to me, or are you shocked that I said, like, the door is a bit open?
Mad.
And Clarice was like, both, really.
Mad.
And I'm like, so you're saying that you're shocked that Tyler
likes still Kaz.
Likes Kaz.
The thing is, why would you be shocked that he still like he... If someone was with someone, it would always be at the back of my mind that they still like each other.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
If it's like early days.
Especially when you're staying in the same fucking house.
Mm-hmm. Also, there was a point where I just thought to myself, get Mary out, I'm voting her out. When she was consoling Clarice,
oh my gosh,
she said, what did she say, bar for bar? Yep.
Oh my gosh, please find it, because even I clocked it.
I want to know the words. I think she said, why does he like her?
Yeah, it was something. No, it was something like she was like, I don't get it.
That's
like, he clearly likes you more. And I'm like,
why would it be impossible, Mary, for Tyler to like to fancy Kaz?
Again, we need that man. What do you mean by that? Some of them anyway, there's stuff that they say that is, it seems very coded to me. I'm not even gonna lie, like there's just, I'm just like, that is just very
funky.
Yeah, smells like funky.
It was funky. It was funky to me. I'm still trying to find the words. Oh man, I'm gonna have to circle back next week, because she did say some words that I said, I'm voting you out.
Yeah.
And I won't forget
it. with the whole Abby situation, the recoupling.
What the fuck
was
that?
And Abby choosing Dale, and Mary was trying to act like she stole her man of 5 years. I'm like, hold on. A mere 12 hours earlier, you and Abby had a conversation, and Abby was just like, look, we both like Dale, but there's no competition. Obviously, it's whoever has a better connection with him. So why is Mary now doing up hysterics at the recoupling?
Also, new drinking game. Drink when Mary cries. Mary cries all the time. Mary cries all of the time. All of the time.
You know what? I can't even laugh at her, because that would probably be me in that house. I'm not gonna lie.
So I was talking to my friend Tosin, yeah? And she's like a model. She's like, you know, in that space. And I hope she probably won't mind me saying this, but like, she's been asked to go on this show as well.
Yeah.
But they asked, I was talking to her, and it seems like they asked everybody. No, like, if you're a model, you have a profile, like, they'll ask you to go on the show. And I said to Tosin, like, why the fuck did Mary go on this show? Like, if you go on her profile, it looks like she's establishing, like, the e-commerce modeling space. She's doing it for Answer It First.
Absolutely. I was on ASOS today and I saw her. I was like, rah.
What the fuck are you doing on Love Island? Mary's one makes more sense to me than Clarice. Clarice's one, well, that is the most, I don't understand why that girl went on that show. It's not going to give you I know what you think you want from there. But it's not going to give you that, because I feel like this show, not to be rude to Instagram girls or even to call them that, but sometimes, and I mean this for Selma as well, and I think she's lovely, I think she's sweet, and I feel like she could have had banter and stuff. Those things are not for this show.
Yeah.
Those things, that's why Kaz has been screaming like the way she's been screaming.
Yeah,
if Kaz didn't scream, do you think she'll get TV time?
Yeah,
no, answer me. We'll be playing Where's Wally? That's why the cat screams when the text go off, so the camera zooms to her, because or we like, oh, let's cat screaming again. Otherwise,
I'll be honest, if I was going on that show, I would literally need like proper media training. Vic, we would be doing masterclasses on how to behave when I'm in that villa, because you have no, I'm sorry, but you have to get the screen time. Why do you think Toby has captured the nation's hearts?
I'm dead. Because he's been moving mad.
Because he's chaos. And because he's intriguing. Everyone wants to know, what is Toby going to say next? I watched a clip and Toby said that you can manifest your shoe size. I said, this man is amazing TV.
That's what I mean. You just have to chat shit. You have to just chat the wildest shit that comes out of your mouth. Like, Drake was in on Unseen Bits, was talking to Salma, and I think he was talking about how is the moon and stars, how is that all made? Is the aliens, blah, blah, blah. Salma didn't say anything. I said, sis, if you want...
Oh my gosh, Jake, we would have spoken for hours.
Just... That's how you would have secured TV time. Because they'd be like, oh, just not in a couple, but this girl has some stuff to say, you know? This girl's been saying some crazy stuff.
I have so much to say. So much.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't want to be rude. I don't want this to come across rude, but I just feel like some of the girls don't have that personality.
The oomph, yeah.
Of course, they might be mad funny and stuff, but they don't have that love. I'm not going to say they don't have personality, because that's mean to say, but they might not have that Love Island personality. And I don't think Clarice does. I think she's got the style. I think she's got the looks, the hair, makeup on point, on 100. For me, Clarice gives me Aaliyah's face. This is a top babe. This is a top tier babe that should be flown across the country. That's designer bag every day, you know? Champagne every day. That's the kind of... That's why I don't get it, why she's here.
But Vic, that's what she thinks of herself, and that's why she's confused that Tyler was thinking about Kaz.
Hey!
This is why don't get it twisted, though.
Just because these girls are, I'm saying, they're high-level babes, that doesn't mean that Kaz is not a high level babe as well. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, these girls are like, I don't know if I'm describing it well. Kaz is gorgeous, fucking gorgeous. Kaz is like mad fun, goofy, playful. That's the kind of stuff you would see on Love Island. Not this, not
but that is
celebrity. She's giving Clarice is giving Drea. Why would that be on Love Island?
Those are the difference between, like, that is why Kaz is a main villa babe, though.
Mm.
And she was there from the beginning. Like, the producers have chosen Kaz for a reason. There's a reason why Clarice was a Casa Amor babe as well. Mm-hmm. It's Casa Amor and all the bombshell, all the people that come after the beginning anyway, they're all obviously what you would consider as worldies. But when you look deeper, I don't know if there's much there.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you're right, maybe that's why that took a shock to her system, because she said, I've never experienced this before in my life.
Yeah,
a guy never. Doesn't want me?
Yeah, I don't think she's ever experienced rejection, because that reaction was a bit...
It was new to her. Welcome, sis.
I do understand her frustration, of course, and why she would be pissed off, but I just feel like there was an air of... I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it as in, I can't believe he's done this to me. It's more, I can't believe he's chosen Kaz over me.
Well, get over, sweetie, because it's just about, we're just getting started.
Yeah, we're just getting started, baby girl.
Let's talk about Aaron and Lucinda / Brad.
Hmm.
Okay, you know I was team Aaron?
Yeah.
I might have to jump off the boat.
Oh, no.
I know. Because
what did Aaron do to you?
Aaron really embarrassed me this week.
Oh, no.
Man, I think I'm still going to stay on the boat. I'll stay on the boat because I know a lot of people have jumped off after I told a lot of people to jump in the boat. So a lot of people have jumped off. So I'll stay on the boat because I don't want to leave him by himself. But Aaron, you really embarrassed me. I'm so sorry, sir. Firstly, why the hell are you sitting next to Lucinda and After Sun? Okay, maybe you can't move away. Okay, I won't fault you for that one. Okay. And you're shining all of your teeth. Aaron, please. Aaron, please. Secondly, Laura's there asking Lucinda, how's Brad? Aaron, you're there still smiling. Aaron, please.
Mm-mm.
Thirdly, Aaron, you're in a TikTok with Lucinda where Lucinda is miming to a word saying something about something, someone's son is never in me.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron is there dancing.
Do you know what? Yeah, that one, I have to allow him. All of them, in fact, I can think of excuses. No, I have to, because it's not making sense. I have to rationalize it. So how I've rationalized it is that his agent, his manager, whoever his management is, has said, you need to do this for the girls.
Mm.
You need to do this for the girl them. And I'm guessing that the Love Island staff or crew on After Sun also said, you have to sit next to her. Because I just don't want to...
No, I can allow the sitting. Yeah, fair.
That
fair.
Aaron is okay with this.
He's not. I can see it in his eyes. Also, why the fuck, Aaron, are you recording her? You know that song, Nobody, Nobody? Yeah. That TikTok where they run. She's running. Yeah. And Aaron's in the comments saying, my videography is great. I said, Aaron,
no way.
What the fuck, my brother? What the fuck are you doing?
What is going on?
I can't defend you no more. I actually can't defend you anymore. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh,
I was so upset. Have some bloody self-worth. You need to talk to Matthew.
I'm finished. You need to talk to Matthew. No, but you know what, yeah? I'm not going to lie. I think Lucinda and Brad have pissed me off the most. Because I just feel like, don't get me wrong, everyone knows that Love Island is like a way to get in your bag. It's a vehicle to get into your bag. I completely get it. But I feel like I don't like when people are blatantly playing a game. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I'll be honest. I don't know what I want. I don't know if I'd prefer someone to say, like, I want to get to the end or whatever. But I just don't like the fact that Brad was going and... Lucinda clearly liked Brad. I don't even know if she liked Brad at this point. I don't know if it's real, if it's fake, or, you know, they've been told to be together. I don't know what's going on, but...
She basically used Aaron to stay there for 10 more days to collect more Instagram followers.
And she was the reason why Aaron went as well, because she was doing really...
And that's why I'm annoyed that Aaron is shining his teeth next to her. You're not friends. That's not your friend. Is that somebody you can call a friend?
Nah, because she didn't even give him a month.
A week, even a week, Jasmine.
Not even a week.
The next day.
Very next day.
And also, when she landed on the plane, usually when you land on a plane, you touch UK, you tweet or you put
you have a picture of the person in it or something.
Yeah, sort of the person you say, oh, everybody, I've safely landed. Don't worry about me. I'm okay. My love and experience. Yada, yada. This girl said, hey, guys, neon.
Get that snicker away from me!
She said neon management is who you can go to for inquiries. I said, wow. Do you not lack shame? Make this the fucking second post. Why is this the first one?
Wow.
Immediately.
I just don't like people being blatantly obvious that they're only there for the bag. I'm like, if you're gonna get the bag, then at least work for it properly. Like, you know, all the old couples, all the previous islanders and stuff, it's like when they've left, even if you suspected that their relationship wasn't genuine, they firmed it for a bit.
But then why are we expecting them to firm? Why are we expecting them to live a lie?
I don't know, Vic, but it makes me feel better because it makes me feel like I wasn't duped.
I don't mind that I wasn't duped because I knew that girl was faking. I don't mind them living a lie. I mean, I want them to live their truth. Is Aaron that's doing me? Aaron is doing me very badly because what the fuck? I don't understand why he's not rating himself.
No, we have to leave him. He's made his choice.
We didn't speak about Kaz's wink.
Excellent.
But was she, because we don't know if she was winking at Tyler because we didn't get reaction from him. But we don't know. Maybe she was winking at someone else.
Yeah, I don't know, because you know that, you know, they love to do that I love you stuff. The girls in it when they're in the bottom or whatever. So she could have even been winking at, you know, one of the other girls. I don't know. And they've just edited it to make it seem that way, that she's winked at Tyler.
Because I was like, if she was winking at Tyler, why couldn't we get Tyler's reaction? Also, do you think it's mad that they could get her winking and get Tyler smiling, not at her, and her winking at someone else and paste it together and make it look like that?
Yeah. But when I realized shit was mad was, you know, when you sent me that clip of them saying that they had to get Hugo to film that kiss 5 times.
Oh my god!
I was like, this show is fake as fuck.
No, it is fake, like, as fuck.
Like, I knew that, you know, sometimes they get them to repeat like words that they've said or conversations, or you know, when they say I've got a text or whatever, they probably have to say that more than once, or they have to say it a certain way. Like, I get stuff like that, but to formulate or manufacture a kiss for TV, I'm just like, this is not...
Yeah, it's not giving, is it?
It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
However, Shauna from last series said on an interview on Capital that she felt like the producers were forcing... What was the guy that she... That...
The one that's with Molly.
Yeah.
Callum.
She felt like the producers were forcing Callum to like her. Like, they kept telling Callum to go pull her for a chat, and she could just tell that he's not feeling it. And then she said that there was a point where she basically cut it off with like, she wanted to cut it off with Callum, but then what happened? I think she had to it was like 5 minutes later, and then a recoupling happened, and she had to pretend like she was all crying, and you know, I was like, ah, oh, this show. That's what I'm saying. Just watch the show, the Pinterest store. That's when people are saying stuff like, you know, calling people mean names or calling people all this stuff. I'm just like, guys, it's not that deep. It's a bit of fun, and it, of course, you know, it's stuff that can, you know, maybe reflect stuff in the outside world. We can laugh, we can discuss, but it's not that deep that you should. Do you know what's so crazy about this show? Whenever I tweet something, people are literally sleeping inside of my mention. Sleeping.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. I've been like, rah, like, you don't need to.
There was one where I saw someone said, I said something. Oh, that was it. So, do you remember when Kaz and Tyler had a conversation? And, you know, Tyler was basically like, I want you back, blah, blah, blah. And then Clarice was inside the room and Faye was there. And then Tyler and Kaz just walked out.
Yeah.
Clarice looked at Faye like, did you see that? And and Faye was silent. She said, listen, You're not a sister of mine, so I can't confide in you. I'm so sorry about that. Go and find your people. And I tweeted that, basically, in a nutshell. And then people are like, oh, I feel like Kaz made the girls hate Clarice. I said, wow. How is that feasibly possible? How?
When I've even seen Kaz chilling with them more than any of the other girls, well, to be fair. To be fair,
they just want to paint the black woman as this villain. Like, oh god, I'm over it.
But also, the fact that Love Island is so manufactured as well, I feel like that makes it even more sinister that they set people up to look like villains and stuff. Mm-hmm.
No, definitely, it's quite scary. It must be so scary, like being a mom or dad watching it at home and being like, wow, because that's what they did with Amber. Remember how Amber was? Like, they made it out to be like she was like this stush girl who like. You know, wasn't a fan or anything at all. And then when it gets to halfway point, because I think her mum went on to like one of those old lady shows, Loose Women. And then after that, it's
very rude you said that, by the way.
The other day I was at my dentist and I was watching Loose Women and they were knitting. I said, how old lady do you want to get with this show? The lady even said, I've not knitted since I was 8 and I'm now 78. I said, you're what? I said, shit. They said these are old. And do you know what's even mad? Actually, maybe I should stop talking. I don't know if I'm being rude. And it was mad. They sometimes want to come and balance the age, you know, proximity. And they'll now come and get Stacey Solomon. Shout out to her. That's my heart. I love her. They'll now go and get Frankie from the Saturdays. What has Frankie from the Saturdays got to do, got in common with you?
Oh, gosh.
Anyways. After Amber's mum complained and was like, you know, my child's getting unfair treatment with the way she'd been portrayed, Amber's portrayal has been different. I remember that straight away.
Wow.
And it's even like with the American one, sometimes because we only see an hour with the American one, they not only do they have unseen bits, they have this thing called Paramount TV where you it's like a subscription where you pay for it. I'm not paying, sorry, where you pay for it and you watch like extra bits. You know like Big Brother, where Big Brother used to do
the live stream.
So you can see people's personalities more. That's what you're seeing with the American one, because you're like, oh wow, I see why she likes him, because he's a bit cheeky, or because sometimes I don't really get it. You're not really seeing what's given. Like, for example, we might find out that Amy, you know, really really likes Hugo, and I think she did, because also when they left, did you see what Hugo said?
I know. I'm like, I genuinely think he might be the biggest villain of them all.
I think he is, but nobody wants to say. Nobody wants to say it.
I genuinely think this man is wicked.
Nobody wants to say it.
He didn't mention anything about Amy. I want to see what the future holds for us. He said, Mr. Hammond. I said,
That's his cock again.
No, you need to stop saying that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that man is a villain.
I'm going
to
put a picture on our, where should I put it? On our Instagram. Oh, I'll probably do a TikTok of this as well, so you guys can see it all planned out. But when Hugo was evicted with his big mouth, my search for love in the villa was tragic. And Amy was standing right there.
I know.
And her eyes just lit, like her eyes were...
I know.
Do you know what? Someone tweeted, let me find that tweet. So Gemma says, when Faye said Amy had the best facial reactions in the villa, she wasn't lying. It's true. Amy must have been... I feel like Amy was could have been potentially been really funny. But we didn't get to see that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like... I'm sorry, but... You know, the evil Hugo has done in this world is enough. So, good riddance.
I was scared. I didn't think he was going to go, you know?
So, for... You know when Faye began her speech? Because she said something like, the villa wouldn't be the same without him or whatever. I was like... because there was a leak
and everybody saw it the day before airing, so I don't know if you guys saw the leak. Remember the picture I sent you, Jazz? That's the leak.
I thought that was for the cinema thing.
No, that wasn't meant to be out.
It was a leak. Hugo wasn't in it. Hugo was in the picture, you know, so I genuinely
I thought you said to me that better not be Hugo, as in I thought you clocked on that Hugo's not there.
No. I thought that one of the boys that was sitting there was Hugo.
So I was like,
why the fuck is Hugo there?
There was a leak. So we found out beforehand and I was like, okay, Hugo's not there. But I was shocked because I thought Hugo is...
So was I.
I didn't know what girl was staying. I didn't really know. I didn't understand how they were going to play that. But I was like, Hugo's staying.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really happy with that. Not too rude, but I couldn't...
I'm a little bit gutted, you know, because... I'm going to miss his madness. Who else is mad like that?
I don't know, but I don't know. There's something very... Ever since the beginning, there's just something about my spirit that has not taken to Hugo. I don't know what it is, but there's something about him that I'm not
You're
keen
not convinced.
On. Yeah. I just feel like there's something a little bit sinister.
I just feel like ever since ever since all the madness he showed us, knowing that he's a teacher just reminds me that he's going to be a teacher that says to those students, you know, you can never make it in life. I just feel like that could be his vibe. Also, Pretty Little Thing keep tweeting Love Island tweets, then get dragged, then delete it. What's going on?
Yeah, it's too funny. I feel like they've forced someone to tweet Love Island related tweets, but the person is not someone who watches Love Island.
Yeah, because they said, spoiler alert, Mary and Tyler have been saved by tonight's dumping. This was when the leak happened. And then they deleted it quickly. The dragon was crazy. The dragon was really mad.
Oh my gosh, it's too funny. Just like, it's not by force, honestly. Pretty Little Thing, it's not by force. Just tweet some discount codes or something.
Also, did we see Sideman's tweet? I live for girl like Clarice being humbled. It brings me no end of joy.
Sick. But I'm very disappointed by the alpha man. What's it called? Alpha male Sideman saying that.
Not alpha male.
That's not very alpha male like.
It's not really, is it, hon? Also, I thought it was crazy because I really like Sadman's Love Island song. So I was like, so Sadman, now when she leaves the villa, are you going to... Because he does this thing where he goes to every single person who leaves the villa. Like, I don't know, puts them on his stories or whatnot, whatever he does.
Mm.
Is that you're going to do with Clarice after you tweeted that?
No, it's too late. That's probably why I deleted it, because he thought, shit, I've already asked her to come meet me.
Alrighty, let's get into predictions real quick.
I'm a bit upset because I feel like Jake's not going to get found out for his saboteur ways.
Oh my God, we forgot to talk about tonight and the film that they were showing. So Jake saying that I don't really want to rip her clothes off.
Yeah, that was harsh.
Jazz, I opened up my window. And you know when your breast, you know when you sweat and your breast is hot, I hold my breath, I was like, and I was literally fanning my breast with my top, like just airing it out because I was hot.
I couldn't believe it. You know, like when you don't want to watch the TV anymore. Like, I just wanted to turn it off.
That was mad. That was really bad. That was really...
But at the same time, I really enjoyed it.
Oof.
Like, I didn't want it to end. I was so upset when they said, tomorrow night.
But do you think they're going to show more? Are they showing more films?
I hope they are, because I feel like there's a lot more... like to be revealed. Like I want them to see Jake encouraging all the lads on holiday, as they were calling it.
They need
I don't
to
know how
that.
Kasser and Moore turned into lads holiday, by the way. It was completely Jake's fault. I don't know, obviously I'm upset about Teddy and Faye, but equally I also want him to see what she said about him meeting her family and I want because I feel like those are the kind of things, like, because even she was saying, like, oh, you know, I should just appreciate it for what it is right now. But kind of as well, don't waste his time. Like, if your family aren't going to accept him, you don't think he'll fit in, just dead it.
Exactly.
It's long.
Just so he can finally get on with Mary, because, you know, he likes the
blonde. I want some nice stuff as well. Like, I want to see all the lovey-dovey stuff that Liam has said about Millie to the boys. Obviously, I'm not keen on Liam anymore, but I want them to balance out the bad things with the good things, basically. Okay, I don't want it all to be chaos.
Okay, fair.
What about you?
I want to see Tyler and Kaz together, kissing, maybe playing footsies, doing hot stuff. Mm-hmm. I find them very, very hot. I'm really digging them. I like to see that. Love to see it, in fact. I want to also see Jake being exposed, like, as you say, for the madman that he is. My heart just breaks for Liberty. I think that would be it, right? Because what other madnesses could be shown? Unless they show good things, which is not what I want. No offense. I know you were like, oh, I want to see the good things balanced. But I was like, nah, menace all the way around. Let's get on to our Love Island tweets we found funny.
Yeah, I got quite a few this week, I'm not gonna lie, so I'll read them quickly. So Uncle K said Tyler will be telling the judge, nah, but you just don't understand, the defendant ain't guilty, next thing you know he's in jail with you.
I'm dead. Not with you. I still can't believe Tyler is a lawyer. What is he, a lawyer?
Yeah, well, he's got a degree in law.
Nah.
Yeah, so, the way he was stumbling over his words, I was like, nah, he could not be in court.
Someone said that Tyler will get you life for a parking fine. I don't know who said that. I think it might have been Uncle K as well.
Yeah. And Septimus J Prime. I don't know who this guy is, but his Love Island tweets are quite funny. He said, Toby just dashed Mary in the villa like a Hermes parcel and hasn't spoken to her since.
Yeah, he hasn't, you know. He really just left. He just he really left did. Her. All right, let me find mine. Oh, I don't know how to describe it, but there's this... Okay, so the username is called Yaras with double A 9X, and it says Kaz and Tyler every time they speak to each other. And it's, do you know that black man who's like quite broadly built, and I don't know where he's from, he's like bold, do you know him? On about
Terry Crews?
No, it's not a celebrity. He's like an internet sensation, he's like a meme. But anyways, okay, imagine this, you've probably seen this meme of this black man and he's choking someone.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Someone said that's
Kaz. The one that's always angry.
Yeah. Someone said that's Kaz and Tyler whenever they speak. Oh,
too funny.
And then also, what other tweets have I seen? If I'm gonna be honest with you guys, sometimes I laugh at my own fucking tweets. Like, sometimes I laugh so much.
No, but you have some gems.
No, I don't laugh all the time, but it was the one where I basically tweeted this bum, because you know when Kaz was on the desk, on the kitchen top, and she was like, "Is Tyler looking? Let me yeah. position my bum so he sees." And I just remember there was this picture of this bum. Somebody putting their bum outside the duvet. This makes no sense. I'm sorry. Let me find another tweet. I'm so sorry. Oh, I don't even know. You know, sometimes you read someone's username, it's just letters. I don't know what your username is. Yeah. He says, what Liam needs to do right now is sing.
I'm finished.
And then another one that made me scream was, this is Toby right now with the amount of girls he likes. And this is by DS2 Hogs. Not one, not two,
but thousand.
Toby's a baby boy, man. He's living his life.
So accurate.
All right, guys.
He's actually the biggest player.
Oh, he is. He just as Nikki said last week, he just loves girls.
Yeah. I remember in his VTs, I think someone posted a clip this week and said Toby didn't lie. Remember in his VT when he said his success rate is 100%?
I actually can't stand him. Why? Why is he the best?
I think he's got bare personality that yeah, I think only now we've started to see it. Yeah, I feel like this is why the girl them love him.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah.
Alrighty, guys.
Alright. Thank you guys for listening to another Black Girls Live in Love Island episode. Catch us at Black Girls Live in on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you so much, guys. See you later.
See you next week.
Bye.